The London County GAA Board's been competing in the provincial championships since the early 1970s, but just once in 1977 have they won a Connacht Championship game. That was up until 4 weeks ago, when the side, who were in the National 4th Division, beat 3rd Flight Sligo, setting up today's semi-final in the west of Ireland. London's head coach is Paul Coggins. He admits his side's victory caused a big stir back home.
Usually, for instance, on the Sunday game, which is like match of the day, on the Sunday night, usually over the last number of years, we get a couple of minutes at the end of it just saying we put in good performances and we did this and that, which we have done. This time, after it, they Skyped us, me and some of the players, and they started the programme with London, and there was a lot of big games on that day, including the All-Ireland champions, Donegal. That's, I suppose, shows you. I mean, the next day the phones were ringing. I was on two radio stations before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Cooling it down the order of the day then to get his team focused on beating Leitrim, the side they beat all those years ago. And skipper Seamus Hannan says their win over Sligo has given them great belief.
London don't win too many games. It was great. Just, I think we've been on awful bad luck side of the story this year, but with the help of God, we got that stroke luck this year, as I already said. It's just there. But it's given us great confidence going into the next game, knowing that we can compete against good counties. You know, Sligo are probably the second best team in Connacht there the last couple of years in Connacht finals. You know, it's huge to be able to get a performance against a team like that, and it gives a huge belief in the squad. Like, you can see the way lads are going, lads are training at a massive pace now. It's fantastic.
The Londoners have pushed the side from Carrick on Shannon close in recent years. They say it quietly, there's a degree of optimism they can make the final, which, according to Noel O'Sullivan, chairman of the London County Board, would be virtually life-changing.
It's going to be massive. I don't think I put it into words to describe how massive it's going to be for the London GAA. We are developing this ground here in the near future. We're spending $4.2 million in development of this ground here, and it couldn't come at a better time. That we're going to face the business people to raise this much-needed finance. The boost that it will give us, and it's going to be fantastic.
But not only will the increased awareness of success help develop the GAA ground just off the A40 in Ruislip, it could provide a massive injection in interest in the sport across the capital. Here's Noel again.
It will also drive the young players who are playing at this from 8 years of age upwards to 14 years of age. It will drive them on as well to stay committed to the GAA in London. And it will be very good for the young people as well to be part of the GAA, which is a role model for any, as a sport, for any young person to follow.
But what's the secret of success been with this year's Gaelic football panel in London? Well, after years of transitory squads, half-forward Kieran McCallion, who's originally from Derry but has now been with London for 5 years, reckons the squad is more settled at last.
The turnover in players here is serious. I mean, I have a picture at home from when we played Leitrim in 2010, and I think there's only four of us here from that panel. Last, we played Mayo 2 years ago, and we still have the bulk of that squad here. You know, it's good that we have something to build on instead of changing every year. Probably before, people thought of London as a soft touch. You know, you come over, you play Gaelic, you're on the London team. But I've been trying to tell them, you know, it's not the case. Maybe before, but not now. You know, you have to earn your spot in the squad.
And if the squad, which has representatives from 14 counties, has a greater consistency with players staying in the area longer, the gaffer also reckons they deserve success because of their work ethic.
And we travel together on a Saturday, and it helps. You know, bond it all together. And they have fierce difficulty at times coming here training, or coming to Greenford, or trying to find a pitch. You know, we're in Harrow there in the boys' school during the year, and we did a lot of work there, you know, during the winter inside. Like, without that, because the facilities we have here, you know, unfortunately aren't what maybe we would require, you know. We're working on it, but it needs to get better, you know.
And those improvements will only be aided with a famous win this afternoon.
All right, thanks very much.